Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you all for joining me tonight on another episode of God's Reading Message. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's on my spirit. Hallelujah. Just say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God. Hallelujah. We praise him because he's worthy of our praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you all for coming on tonight, Father God. I thank you all for taking your time out, Father God, to hear that's what the Spirit is saying to the church. Hallelujah. God is doing some amazing things, hallelujah, in my life, and I pray that he's doing some amazing things in your life where you understand the amazing things that he's doing in your life, because sometimes things can be so crazy and there's so much going on where we don't understand the greatness of our God, the blessing of his hand, the blessings of his letting everything be destroyed around us for us to be built up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for us to be planted and built up. Hallelujah. I'm just so thankful for my Heavenly Father. On this Faith in the Lord third Friday, my faith is in his word. My faith is in the word that he speaks to me. My faith is in his voice. My faith is in his guidance. My faith is in his ways and his thoughts being higher than mine. My faith is in knowing that if I seek to his will and take up my cross daily, that he shall guide me and direct me and reveal his will, reveal the unknown to me. And I'm so thankful. Hallelujah. The things that's not known to me, he will reveal them to me. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I just come to you saying thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God. I just say hallelujah. I just say holy is your name, Father God. I say we magnify and adore you, Father God. I ask you to touch me and everybody that's under the sound of my voice, Father God. You know the different areas where we lack in, Father God. Fill us up with your love, Father God. Fill us up with your understanding, Father God. We long for something that's inside of you, Father God. But sometimes we don't even know what we truly long for, Father God. Reveal it to us, Father God. Take the scales off our eyes and allow us to see, Father God. And then give us the heart to submit to you, Father God, for you to release all the things that we need to be filled up, Father God, because we want to be filled up with your love. We want to be filled up with your compassion. We want to be filled up with your understanding and your strength, Father God, because you live inside of us and you walk in us, Father God. But we want to submit so you can live and walk and do the things that you are calling forth to be done here on earth as it is in heaven, Father God. We surrender our will to your will, Father God. We don't know what is all the things that's coming about, Father God, but we know that we want to know you more. Because the more that we know you, the more that we will know about your will. You say, he who finds you finds life and receives favor of the Lord, Father God. Allow us to continue to find you so we can find life and see the favor of the Lord, to see the different essence of the favor of you, the different elements of your favor, Father God, the different layers of your favor, Father God, what favor truly means, hallelujah, by finding you, hallelujah. We don't seek for the favor, but we seek to find you, what is unknown, what we never knew before, Father God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So release it to your children. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah, 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 just on my spirit, hallelujah. God is just doing so many amazing things right now. The title is called The Unknown Call, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because unknown means not known or familiar. Known means recognized, familiar, or within the scope of knowledge, hallelujah. So the unknown call, what is unknown, it's not within the scope of knowledge. Knowledge is the facts or information or skills acquired by a person through a spiritual education, the theoretical or practical understanding of a subject, hallelujah. So it wasn't in the scope of your knowledge, the unknown call, the thing that God called you to do. It wasn't in the scope, hallelujah. It wasn't familiar to you, hallelujah. It's something different, and we have to embrace this, the difference that God has blessed us to have. And I'm going to be in 1 Samuel today, and I'm going to be in 1 Samuel 16, hallelujah. This is when God was asking Samuel, when was he going to stop mourning Saul because he have not chosen him? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You can't keep mourning nothing that's not chosen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God had gave him the details of all that Saul was going to do from the beginning. Hallelujah. And then when it finally came to manifestation, is there some of us out here that God tell you what's going to go down? And then when it happened, you mourn it and you be grieved about it. Hallelujah. Why are you grieved about something that God already told you was going to happen? Why are you mourning something that God told you was going to happen? Because we want to hold on to things that's not meant to be held on to. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We want to be attached because us as humans, we are loving beings. We don't like to be alone. We want to be connected to something. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we will hold on to something that's not meant to be held on to. Hallelujah. But we have to learn how to detach from things. Detach from things that's not meant to be attached to. Hallelujah. But meant to serve a purpose. It's certain things that's called to serve purposes in your life. Hallelujah. God tell you to put them in a certain position, but he let you know all the things that they're going to do. Hallelujah. You know from the beginning what was the cause. The reason Saul was put into the position because the children of Israel didn't want God. They was rejecting. Samuel thought they was rejecting him, but God said, no, they rejected me. Hallelujah. So he was letting them know the reason I'm putting them in this position is because they are rejecting me, but he's going to do all of these things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's letting them know. And then when it happened, he mourned. Hallelujah. Because maybe Samuel got a little bit connected to what God had already told him. I'm only putting him in this position because the children of Israel rejected me. But he's going to do all these things against the children of Israel. Hallelujah. So he was not going to keep them in alignment with what God's will was, because God wanted to show the children of Israel, I don't want you to have a king like everybody else. I want you to have the true King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But you were settled for a natural king when I was trying to show you the spiritual king, the true and living God. Hallelujah. How he is all things. Hallelujah. How he can be omnipresent. He is all things at all times. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In 1 Samuel 16, verse number 11, it says, and Samuel said to Jesse, God told Samuel to go to Jesse and anoint one of his children. Hallelujah. And Samuel said to Jesse, are here all your children? And he said, there remains yet the youngest. And behold, he keeps the sheep. And Samuel said to Jesse, sit and bring him, for we will not sit down till he comes here. And he sent him and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and also a beautiful countenance and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his breathing. And the spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. But the spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. And Samuel's servant said to him, behold, now an evil spirit from God troubles you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to stop right there. Hallelujah. So we see that Samuel had went through all David's brothers, and God rejected all of them. So when he asked his father, Jesse, do you have any more children? Hallelujah. Because one thing Samuel knew, that it had to be another child, because God said, go and anoint one of Jesse's children. Hallelujah. And God had said none of them was it. Hallelujah. So he knew it had to be something else. Hallelujah. One thing we need to understand, when God sends you the unknown call, when God calls you to do something that's unknown to you, because one thing we need to understand, this was unknown to Samuel. Samuel was there mourning Saul. He didn't know what was going to come about, because we have to realize that Samuel put Saul in a position because the children of Israel rejected God as being their king. So Samuel didn't know that God was going to put someone else as the king. Hallelujah. Because this wasn't something the children of Israel, but this was just something that was already prepared in purpose for David to be. Hallelujah. Because Jesus was supposed to come through the lineage of David. Hallelujah. So now God was letting him walk into the prepared thing, the one, the unknown call, the one that he didn't know about, the one that he didn't know about was being called. Hallelujah. But this was something that God was already written in God's will. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And God was bringing it to manifestation in the season, in the time. Hallelujah. Because God revealed all the details in his seasons for his reasons. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So now it was time for David to come about. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And when David was coming about, the father had him hid. Hallelujah. Because God allowed him to be hidden, to be hidden with the sheep. Hallelujah. God allowed the father not to know all the details about David. Hallelujah. Because sometimes parents don't know the details of what the things is with their children, who their children are. Hallelujah. Because God don't want no influence inside of them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's a train of a child in the way they shall go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And God had Samuel, God had Jesse training Jesse up in the way he shall go by watching over the sheep. Now he knew how to take care of something, to raise up something. He was okay with being alone. He was okay with serving. He was okay with being dirty. He didn't have to be in the high places. Hallelujah. So he was trained up in the way that he shall go. Hallelujah. Because we are supposed to go out and get the sheep. We're supposed to go out and be fishers of men. Go out and get the lost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we got to know how. You have to know that what you have been through, God will use that, hallelujah, to bring you into the unknown call of who you're called to be. So let's say that David was taking care of his sheep, and he said, I'm not going to sit down until you call him. And when he called him, he said he was ruggedy, and he was a beautiful countenance and goody to look upon. And he said, and God said, arise, anoint him, this is he, hallelujah. Then Samuel took his horn of oil, and he anointed him in the midst of his breathing. So he anointed him in the midst of his breathing, and in the midst of his brothers. He allowed his brothers and them to see it, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. One thing I want to say, it says in Psalm 25, I will prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemy. I will anoint your head with oil. Hallelujah. Your cup shall run over. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Right here, if you go on and read Samuel, you will see that when David was going to go against Goliath, his brother say, I know the evil heart that you had. Hallelujah. See, his brother was thinking evil upon him. Hallelujah. But if you look back on here and say, and the spirit of the Lord came upon David that day forward. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we notice that if you read on how David was telling Saul when he was getting ready to go against Goliath, that I went against the lions and the bear. Hallelujah. My God saved me. The Lord saved me. Hallelujah. I don't need your weapons and all this. I'm going to use the rocks that God bless me. I know something I have tried before because I went against the lions and the bear. But it says the spirit of the Lord didn't come upon David until after he got anointed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So after he got anointed and he was still taking care of the sheep, hallelujah, he had to go through the process of the time. See, one thing we need to know, the unknown call, the way that we go about things, God allow us to go through his will and live out his will in a certain way. Way means a method, a style, a manner of doing something, a road, a track, a path, or street for traveling along. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So let's say that the spirit of the Lord came upon him and he rose up and went to Ramah, and Samuel rose up. But the spirit of the Lord departed from Saul that day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I just want to encourage all God's children today in Psalms 25. Hallelujah. I just want to take you to David and reference that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And this is a psalm of David. Hallelujah. Psalms 25. And it just encourages you. It says, to you, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Hallelujah. We lift up our souls to the Lord. Hallelujah. We give it unto him. Oh, my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies trumpet over me. Ashamed. Don't be a fearful of what it is. David say, let me not be ashamed. Let my enemies not trumpet over me. Hallelujah. Because one thing we need to understand, that the enemy will try to make you ashamed of different things. That's why I say, study, show yourself a true, a right man, not being ashamed. Hallelujah. We trying to get back to the point where we was, where when Eve and when she was called woman, then when Adam and woman, his wife was there, God said they were not ashamed. Hallelujah. But then shame came upon them when they sinned. Hallelujah. But he said, let me not be ashamed. Let me not be ashamed. Hallelujah. Because David knew about getting a relationship with God, building a relationship with God. As you study, just like we talked about last week, how the enemy studied destruction. He have an evil heart and he studies to destroy. Hallelujah. His heart is the study of destruction. And we are to study, show ourselves approved, a workman not being ashamed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't be ashamed of what is going on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't be ashamed of life. Don't be ashamed of where you've been or where you're coming from, thinking that you cannot walk into the calling that God has for you. Hallelujah. The unknown call. Hallelujah. God will show you the method, the style, the manner of doing something. Hallelujah. See, God allowed you to go through what you go through to get to where you need to go. Hallelujah. And one thing we need to understand, we got to trust in going in God's way. Hallelujah. Let my enemies not trumpet over me. Let none that wait on you be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. It say, let none that wait on you be ashamed. See, we have to focus on this being ashamed. He don't want us to be ashamed of nothing if we're waiting on him. If we're trusting in him, ashamed means embarrassed or guilty because of one's action, characteristics, or associations. Hallelujah. So it say, let it all be that wait on you, not be ashamed. Let not our actions, our characteristics, or our associations bring shame to us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let it, because we wait on you, Lord God. We trust in you. Hallelujah. Because the enemy will want you to think that your actions, your characteristics, or your associations, hallelujah, bring shame to you. See, when David was in where he was, David's actions was taking care of the sheep. He was doing what his father called him to do. His character was a servant, hallelujah. His association was being in the midst of taking care of the sheep, taking care of the animals, hallelujah. That's how they provided for themselves, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If let them be ashamed, which transgress without cause, hallelujah. Let their actions, their characteristics, their associations, hallelujah. Show me your way, O Lord, and teach me your path, your way, your method, your style, your manner of doing something, hallelujah. The road, the track, the path, or the street that I'm traveling down, hallelujah. Traveling alone, hallelujah, to do what you called me to do, hallelujah. So let my actions, hallelujah, let my characteristics and my associations be in your way, Father God, because your thoughts and your ways are higher than mine, hallelujah, because you ask him to show you, hallelujah. Show me how my actions are to line up with you. Show me how my characteristics are to line up with you. Show me how my association is to line up with you, hallelujah, with your ways and the method, the style, the different things that you're calling me to do, because one thing we need to understand, when David received the Spirit of the Lord came on him and it was with him forward, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. David had to go a certain way, hallelujah, because Saul rejected him because the evil spirit came upon Saul, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. His men let him know that the Spirit of the Lord was no longer with him, hallelujah. And then he began to see, because God will reveal who you are to people, hallelujah. So he revealed who he was to Saul, and Saul began to hate him. Saul began to want to bring harm to him and destroy him, hallelujah, because he sees the Spirit of the Lord that was on him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's saying, oh Lord, teach me your path. One thing we need to understand, when we're going down God's ways, hallelujah, we have to ask him to teach us his path, the path that you called me to take, the way I'm supposed to journey on this road, hallelujah, the way I'm supposed to go and the directions I'm supposed to go, when I'm supposed to turn left, when I'm supposed to turn right, hallelujah. How do I go down this road? Am I going straight? Am I going straight and then 2 miles and then I'm turning right, hallelujah. Show me your path, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But this is a daily thing. We have to daily seek God and daily surrender to him, and daily allow him to reveal to us his will, hallelujah, and his way, hallelujah. Teach us your path. So now he's teaching us the path. He's showing us the ways. He's allowing us to see the different methods, styles, and manners, because he will confirm his word, but he is teaching us, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Say, train up a child in the way it shall go, and then it shall, when it get older, it will not depart from. He's teaching us the different things. He's showing us the different lessons of his path, hallelujah. What path you are to go and what paths you are not to go, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Say, lead me into the truth. And now he's guiding you into the truth. When he's leading you, he's taking you in a different, he's taking you in a journey. You are following him as he's leading you in the truth, hallelujah, and teach me, hallelujah. So as he's leading you in the truth, he's teaching you. So the main thing he's teaching you is his path, and he's leading you into the truth. And as he's leading you into the truth, he's teaching you. He teaches you the truth about all things, because now you got to the point where you have studied, show yourself approved. God is showing you the different elements of who you are and the relationship of who you are. The unknown call. One thing we need to understand, one thing God has taught me about my relationship with him, about me trusting him and walking in the path that he has called me to do, hallelujah. It's unknown to me. A lot of stuff is unknown. It's not recognizable, hallelujah. It's different. I know it's truly God that's guiding me on this path that I'm trusting and depending on, and I'm standing on his word, and I'm believing his word. I'm believing what he's releasing to me on a daily basis, and he's showing me who he is in my life, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he's revealing the unknown to me, the things that's not familiar to me, hallelujah. The things that's not familiar is me submitting. The things that's not familiar to me is me not figuring out things, hallelujah, because it say, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean on to thy own understand. My father knew that I tried to figure out everything, hallelujah. I had so many boyfriends and people tell me, like, you can be an undercover detective because a person can't just tell me anything. But God has shown me that that is a good thing because that means you have discernment, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're not just going to eat off of anything. It say, take it. It say, try the spirit by the spirit. When we hear prophecy, we're supposed to take out what is good and throw away what is bad. Hallelujah. So that is discernment. That is not being able to take anything. But see, God is teaching me how, and he's going to teach you how when you're not leaning on your own understanding. He will reveal something to you. He will allow you to see something, but you will seek him like, Lord, show me how to understand it. Show me how to break it down. Show me how to receive what I'm meant to receive, and show me how to not overthink nothing. Show me how not to pinpoint it and break it down and put my own scenario on it and make it my own story, but let me see the truth of what you are saying, because now you're leading me into the truth and you are teaching me, hallelujah. So that's one thing we need to understand, that God will guide you into the truth and he will teach you, hallelujah. He will teach you all things you need to know, because you are the God of my salvation. On you do I wait all days, hallelujah. So now all days I'm waiting for you to teach me and for you to lead me into the truth, hallelujah. As you're leading me into the truth, you're leading me into your word, hallelujah, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, hallelujah. And when Jesus came, he was the word in flesh, and he came with grace and truth, hallelujah. So he brought grace and truth, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he lead us in the truth of him. It said, if you find him, you shall find life, and you shall receive favor of the Lord, hallelujah. So now you're finding life, hallelujah. He said, if you lose your life for my life's sake, hallelujah, take up your cross and lose your life for mine, you shall find life, hallelujah. So now you are losing your life because you're going into the unknown to find life, hallelujah. When we are walking in what God is calling us to walk into, we will go into some things that's unknown to us. It was unknown to David. David was taking care of sheep, hallelujah, but he became the king. He got to a point where people were trying to kill him. Saul was trying to kill him, and Saul had an army that was being obedient to him, but his son Jonathan loved him, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. But he knew that was his father that wanted to kill him, hallelujah. So this was an unknown call to David. This was unknown things. Yes, God allowed him to defeat the lion and defeat the bear and defeat Goliath, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. But it was still unknown things to him. Have there been battles that God allowed you to defeat? God has allowed you to have victory over, hallelujah, to show you that his hand is in you, but you still born and you born into unknown things. It was a while before David became the king to the natural eye, but David had been the king since he had been anointed. One thing we need to understand, that you were who you were before you were even created in your mother's womb, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. It's just that the word is being made flesh. It says the Holy Spirit will bring back to remembrance everything I have said unto you, and it says the spirit of truth will lead you into all truth, and it says nothing of itself, but it tells you things to come, hallelujah. So when you have the spirit of truth inside of you, it tells you things that's going to come. It reveals things to you. It brings back to remembrance, hallelujah, everything I have said unto him. So all the thing that the spirit of when Samuel anointed David, now it will bring it back to remembrance who he was from the beginning, that you are the king that I have anointed you. Now the spirit of God was upon him, hallelujah. Now it was leading him to all truth. Now it's teaching him all truth, hallelujah. But he had to die down in his flesh, because it was some stuff that David did where he was obedient to God, but it was some stuff that David did that he was in flesh. But as you're walking in an unknown call, God will break that down. Hallelujah. And as he's leading you into the truth and teaching you, he's showing you where you are submitted to him and where you're not submitted to him. And one thing we need to understand is God is guiding and teaching us. He will show us where we're submitted and where we're not submitted. Hallelujah. See, the thing is, God don't want us to be ashamed where we embarrass, hallelujah, but we embrace, hallelujah, the actions, the characteristics, and the associations that are either with him or that are against him. Hallelujah. So the ones that are with him, we say, Lord, keep us surrendered in this area. But the ones that are against him, we ask him, Lord, teach me how to surrender to you in this area. I repent of not being with you in this area, but show me how to be surrendered in this area. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, the things that God revealed to us is not to beat us up. Hallelujah. See, a lot of people don't want to face the things that happen to them and where they think they learned how to blank it out, basically. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They don't want to face it because They don't want to face the pain and go through the process of being healed. Hallelujah. But if anybody tell you not to go through the process of being healed, they have not been healed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They hiding in some things. They ain't truly been healed. They ain't truly been delivered. They tell you not to face the fact, hallelujah, of what God is trying to bring back to remembrance, because all of our calls are unknown. Hallelujah. God will only reveal so much. Hallelujah. God might tell you what position you're in, what office you're in. Hallelujah. But the calling on your life, he reveals stuff daily. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And God will have you do one thing one day and then move you from somewhere else. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is awesome like that. God can do that because he is God. He is a true and living God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's why God didn't have me do some stuff and then I'd be like, okay, God, now I'm doing something else, but it's similar, but I would have never thought to put them together. But God's like, that's because my thoughts and ways is higher than yours. Hallelujah. You was thinking little, but I'm high. I'm higher because I know the aspect of the impact that I want you to have. It's not about you, because your actions and your characteristics and your associations made you think you couldn't reach where I wanted you to reach to. Hallelujah. But if you just continue to go through the process and have patience and be able to take the experience and learn and be led into the truth and allow me to teach you, I will show you the different things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It say, remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindness, for they have been ever old. Remember not the sins of my youth nor my transgressions according to your mercy. Remember me for your goodness sake, O Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, he don't remember the sins and all that. That's why when God is bringing back to your remembrance things about you, he's not bringing it back to, oh, beat you up and make you feel guilty and make you feel, oh, God is trying to show you where his hand was. And that's what we need to understand. When God is trying to bring back something to your remembrance, he's telling you, say, I will, the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, it will come and it will bring back to remembrance all things I said unto you, things that he said unto you. What God says is life. When Jesus came to speak, Jesus spoke life to everyone that he spoke to. Anything that he talked about was life. It was breathing life. Even when we talked about the other day how Jesus was talking to the Jews who didn't believe and they said it was part of Abraham, Jesus was speaking life to them, but they were so used to being in the law and they had, and he said, y'all are of the devil because y'all are so caught up in the law that y'all not even knowing the voice of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You so consumed with saying who you with, the association that you have, that you are part of Abraham's seed, but you're not realizing that I am the great I am. I am the visible image of the invisible God. Hallelujah. God sent me here. I'm his only begotten son. I am speaking life to you. Hallelujah. That's why I said last week, like, God, Jesus, he sent us to some people's life just to plan into their life. Jesus was sent to plan into their life, and then after he died and rose and resurrected again, it never said if they came to him and got to understand it, because a lot of Jews start coming to him. A lot of people that didn't believe start coming to him after he died and rose again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Some probably were stubborn and didn't want to come because they just didn't want to believe. They were so stuck. The devil had them so consumed, but I'm pretty sure that there was some that came. Hallelujah. After the truth came, but Jesus planted inside of them, and the disciples got the water in them, and God make the increase at the due time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So one thing we need to understand, when he's bringing back something to remembrance, is not to beat you up over your head. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to such as keep his covenant and his testimony. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquities, for they are great. What man is he that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach his ways that he shall choose. If you just pay attention to that, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to end right there because the time is almost up. Everything is talking about the way. The way, the method, the style, the manner. Hallelujah. Thank you. Even when it's talking about teaching the humble, he will guide them into judgment and teach them his ways. He will teach the sinners and all that. It's always talking about the way. Hallelujah. God is trying to show you a path and the journey that you have to go through in an unknown calling. But you have to just see, you have to lay at his feet and allow him to teach you the way it's meant to be taught, and not over-process things and not get overwhelmed and not think you're not worthy and stop feeling ashamed of anything that God allow you to be forgiven for. It's things that God has forgiven you for and you keep beating yourself up. You have to let it go. You have to trust God. You have to believe God. You have to stand on his word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because he know everything. One thing, God allowed people to see certain things, but God sees all things. And if someone sees all things have forgiven you and say you are forgiven, you are forgiven. Sometimes it takes man a long time to forgive, but God truly forgives when he say he forgives. And when he's bringing it back to your remembrance, it's not to beat you up over your head, but he want to show you where his hand was. He want to show you levels of his hand, because when you can look back at the past and see how God was there, you know he's here now. Because if you got through what you got through not knowing that God was there the way he was there, how do you think you would get through now knowing who God is, knowing that he's there? You will have so much peace. You will be able to learn all the things, and we won't have to keep repeating the same things over and over and over again. I thank you all for joining me on God's Truth and Message. I pray those who hear what the Spirit was saying to the church, receive the word of the Lord, go back and seek God and embrace his word and have him to reveal to you what he needs to reveal to you. Hallelujah. Take your time to pray and read and always trust God. Hallelujah. Join me next week on God's Truth and Message. I'm so awesome and so amazed at how my Father's revealing things to me, and I'm thankful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm thankful for my process and my journey, and I wouldn't trade in the world with nobody. Hallelujah. I don't want nobody else's process. I only want mine. Because the unknown call that's over my life is to give all glory and honor to God. I love you. God loves you more. Love harder and pray harder. Hug, love, my love.